Yeah, Carell. Hey, there's our music. Some of the wires were obviously switched back at the network. I don't know if we were on the air for the first 30 seconds. It doesn't matter, because we're on now. Here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and everyone is having so much fun. Our audience consists tonight of Mark Edge and Dave from the Angel Clark Show. So thanks, guys, for coming in to watch the show. Sorry, Bob, I guess you're not the draw that Mark hoped.
No, everyone can hear us from outside, though.
That's true. Bob Murphy is with us on the third microphone. Good evening.
Thanks. Good to be here. And I didn't actually publicize that I was going to be here, so that's my excuse.
Right.
You are a scholar at the Ludwig von Mises Institute and well-known proponent of the Austrian School of Economics. In fact, just the other day, there was some sort of a debate between you and David Friedman.
That was so interesting, by the way. I mean, I didn't really understand some of the terms that were being dropped, so that was kind of that was a little frustrating for me. I was like, can there be like a layman's terms rule for these kind of debates? But I think there seemed to be, by the people who asked questions, a lot of people were able to follow it.
Yeah, I was debating David Friedman, so he's a proponent of what was called the Chicago School of Economics. I'm from the Austrian School. We're both regarded as free market schools, and so we were trying to show what's the difference. And it was mostly what we talked about was how you come to know things in economics, and that was what the center of the debate was.
Did you feel like you were able to really strike at the root of the difference between the Austrian economics schools, or because sometimes in debates you can get hung up on little different things, and you don't ever get to the meat of what it is?
Yeah, I think we kept missing each other, like passing like ships in the night, because he kept saying that I was misconstruing his position, and I thought he was describing mine wrong, too. So we talked about it after, and we're going to, like, once the video is posted, we'll, like, on our blogs argue. So this will go on for decades.
Right.
Well, libertarians are really good at arguing for decades. That, in fact, has been the kind of the history of the libertarian movement, is a bunch of guys yelling at each other and arguing and talking about how bad things are. But things change when you get to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where there's real progress being made here in New Hampshire. And Bob, you've been here a few times now. Is this your third?
Yeah, my third year.
Third year, and so obviously you like something about it. You keep coming back. What is it that is the attraction here?
Well, sure. I mean, all kidding aside, I set this week aside as my vacation for the year that, you know, I always plan on coming to this. When I came, I mean, I travel a lot. I go to a lot of conferences and things, and it's very academic. You know, we write books, we give speeches about what would a free society look like. And here, I mean, you see it in microcosm. There's people here that, you know, the first year I came, I actually was thinking about, should I bring protein bars? Because I was concerned would there not be any food.
Yeah.
And of course you get here, and it's funny, and I'm a trained economist thinking, well, of course, they know there's going to be a demand for food, and so there's tons of food here.
Well, several years ago, it would have been the case that you might have wanted to pack more of a lunch. But in this case, nowadays at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you really can eat by going to various different campsites. And I just, for instance, got back from North Carolina barbecue tent site, which was pretty good. So there's great food just all over the place here. And we're just, for our listeners that don't know, we've been doing this all week long, broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th edition of this event. It's wonderful to be here, as always. We need to take down those the black, like, trash bag things up on the windows.
Yeah, those are kind of tacky.
They were having some sort of a presentation in here with a projector. So I want to take those down so we can actually look out across the wonderful vista here, the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely beautiful, stunningly beautiful place to be.
Mark Edge is taking care of it for us.
Thank you for that, Mark. And so Bob Murphy, you know, you're an economics guy, but I don't really know you so much as the economics guy. I know you as the jovial guy who gets on the stage at Porkfest and says funny things and entertains a crowd. So you don't really fit the kind of the typical economics guy mold, I guess. You're not boring.
Well, yeah, I'm a comedian trapped in an economist's body, and people come up to me a lot and they're like, for an economist, you're really funny, which is right. Kind of like saying, you know, for a bald guy, you're kind of cute, you know. And I do try to do that, and people, obviously economics can be really dry, but it's also really important, especially with the stuff they're doing now. So
I
try
think economics to could be really interesting, just like if you pick apart people's comedy, you can kind of see, like, they're touching on something very serious here, which isn't really funny, but I feel like, you know, economics is one of those things that just isn't in people's everyday language, so it's not relatable when you try to make a joke about it. But maybe one day it will be relatable because people will find it interesting.
Yeah, and part of the problem, too, is, and this is, you know, I'm an Austrian economist, and people will come up and say, you know, oh, gee, I hated economics in college, but yet when you guys talk about it, it seems like it's common sense. And I think that's true, that a lot of people, what they think of as economics is just curves on a blackboard. And
was it macro? In college is what you're referring to?
That's true, but even in micro, the way it's taught in college is a bunch of cost curves and things, and it seems like more geometry than, like, how does the world work? And so... I think it's true that Austrian economists seem like real people, and yeah, and we do tend to be more entertaining than the other people. So, and I, you know, I don't know if it's a selection mechanism or what, but it is true that we try to keep it light and to like reach the average person and let them know that, come on, we're not stuffy academics.
So, do you live in Alabama in the Auburn area?
No, I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Because I know Auburn is where the Mises Institute is, so I guess you work remotely?
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff online for them, and I used to spend summers down there, but now I go, they have their flagship event. It's called Mises University. It's a week long at the end of July, and so yeah, I go down there every year for that.
So, Porcupine Freedom Festival X, there's just so much going on. Every night I've been trying to read just the day's events, and I honestly, just even breaking it up over 3 hours, I cannot get through. I've been unsuccessful at actually relating one full day's worth of events on the air here on Free Talk Live, because there's just so much happening today, or any day this week, and it just keeps getting more and more loaded up. This morning, the Civil Disobedience Panel, I had the pleasure of hosting that, and there were some real disobedient folks that were on that panel. I chose them based on who had been in jail the longest. So of the activists in New Hampshire who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, who spent the most time in jail, we have them on that panel today. And I know that that was recorded, so hopefully once that's available, we'll post it for you on our Facebook page. There was a firearms etiquette class, song and story hour for infants and toddlers, a newbie shoot, field expedient medical kits. So lots of stuff that you can learn about, and you can come home with more skills from attending this festival. It's not just partying and great food. A chat with sociopaths with Larkin Rose. That was later this morning. Discovering and defeating status thinking with Ben Stone, the bad Quaker. You know, I saw this, the tent that he was in, and just like it happened on Monday, there were people pouring out of this tent. There were not enough seats for the audience for Ben Stone. It's just such an amazing group of people. And of course, later on today, the big gay dance party, which you and I attended, Allie.
That's right.
Were you
Bob
there?
Was there too.
I thought I saw you walk through there. Did you dress up? I don't think you did.
I had a bathrobe on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did.
So he didn't dress up. That's how he always is.
Is that dressing down?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a lot of fun. And that went on for 3 hours, three solid hours. There was there were awards given, one for best dancer, one for
Claire
best
Haas
outfit, and then the other for Ms. Porcupole, because there was a pole, kind of a dancing / strippers pole in this particular party zone.
Every time I come to this party, there's always dudes doing pull-ups. It's always like,
were they doing that
yeah,
this time? I
yeah,
missed that.
Dude, the shirt's off doing pull-ups.
I was too busy in my my tutu dancing. I did get some critique because it's basically the same outfit I wore last year. Is that a bad thing, Allie?
I think once you find something good, you should stick with it.
Yeah. Okay. Because
yeah.
I
mean, it would be exciting to see you change it up every year,
right.
But it's like, you know, when I see you wearing your rainbow hat and your tutu, I'm like, okay, that is today. I'm glad that I didn't get dressed up for no reason.
There was something I wanted to do differently, but I couldn't get the other piece together in time. So maybe next year I'll have a little something different going on, but I don't know. I'm just not the designer type. Usually other people, like, I didn't design any of this. I just wear what other people give me.
But, you know, once you find perfection, you don't want to tweak it. You know?
Right.
That's
so
true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So
Ian makes a lot of money off this costume.
I made $6.
He was dancing up there.
$6. That's not as much as I made the first time. The first time I got up and danced, I got like $20 plus an ounce of silver. So $8.55, $4.50 free. That's the same CAI toll-free line. Bob Murphy, you're welcome to stick with us. I know you said you could do another segment, so hang out here. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. Maybe you've got a question for Bob Murphy. He's here at 8:55, 4:50 free. We're live from Pork Fest X.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live from Porkfest X. It is the 10th edition of this yearly event that brings, in this case, well over 1,000 liberty-minded people all to the same campground from not just around New Hampshire, but across the country and even around the world. There are people here visiting from Russia. I know that much. Have y'all, Robert Murphy and Allie, have either of you met other international visitors? I think some folks are here from Australia.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You meet people from all over the world here. It's like the kind of thing that you really go to meet people. Like, there might be events and everything that are really exciting and fun in and of themselves, but it's the people you meet that actually make the long-term advantage to going to Porkfest make sense.
Yeah, I would follow up on what Allie just said there, that the first time I came, I mean, the reason it was like summer camp. You know, I just, you know, I mean, and all the official events and stuff were just gravy, but just the meeting all the people, and it was really amazing. So that's why I just keep coming back.
Which is why people say I should go to college is to meet people, but I'm like, why would I do that when I can meet all these
anyway.
Stars at Porkfest, like Bob Murphy?
Yeah, so there's people from all over the place here. Some of the other things that went on today included a Liberty parenting class, barefoot running clinic, pagan Sabbath Lithia ritual. It's apparently the solstice, I believe, today. And then from what I understand, I don't know what this is called, but there's some sort of big moon tomorrow night. Does anybody know the name of that is?
A full moon?
No. Well, it may be a full moon, but yeah. It's going to be a big moon in that it will be larger in the sky than it normally is. So that's going to be special for tomorrow night, which is the final night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Soapbox Idol auditions continue today, as I believe Soapbox Idol happens. Is that tomorrow night or is that tonight? I don't even know. There's so much going on.
Every morning when I wake up, I look at my schedule and find out what's happening that day.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm day by day, too. There's just too much to keep track of. I couldn't possibly look out, you know, toward the end of the week, at the beginning of the week, and figure out what's going on. There was a Muslim Jummah that went on, plus a talk from the Bitcoin guys on how to subvert your government using Bitcoin. Bob Murphy, you know, you're into the economy thing and Bitcoin. Give me your thoughts.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I studied it for a while because I wanted to make sure I understood, like, mathematically how it worked.
Were you skeptical at first, as I might have? I mean, I was
skeptical at first.
Not sure about it.
Yeah, because it seemed like faddish, and also, like, a lot of people were describing it in ways that it turned out in retrospect, they didn't know what they were talking about. So a lot of critics went against it. So, yeah, the more I got into it, let me put it to you this way. A lot of the people who have sweeping condemnations and say, oh, well, because it's not tied to something tangible, that means it can't work. I don't think that's correct, that statement.
Right.
I don't know if it would take off, you know, in the absence of government intervention. I think gold would still be the world's money of choice, but certainly Bitcoin plays an important role, I think, or some currency like it with the way things are right now.
We've actually got a call on the line. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ali, Ian, and Bob Murphy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Bob, I was wondering if there's a difference between Austrianism and Austrian economics, because I hear of Austrianism as if it includes a certain moral framework, a libertarian moral framework, but is that really part of Austrian economics?
Okay, that's a great question. So strictly speaking, no, Austrian economics is value-free. It's just an objective analysis of how the economy works. So you could... You know, you could be a socialist and be an Austrian economist, and you would advocate, you know, like if you hated people and you wanted to see people suffer, then you would say that's why I'm for socialism, because Austrian economics teaches me that socialism is the way to cause poverty. So there's no strict, but in practice, obviously, most people, given their value system, that want people to prosper, don't like business cycles, want to rise out of poverty, given that you believe in Austrian economics, then you have an advocate free market policy position. So in practice, Austrians and libertarians go hand in hand, but strictly speaking, they're different disciplines.
John, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Bob, how would you sum up Austrian economics? Excuse me. It's not like I was shouting at the dance party, but how would you sum up Austrian economics in, you know, a very short time frame for listeners that are saying what?
Right. So the term, just, it doesn't mean you study the GDP of Vienna. It just, it goes to historically, the founders happen to be from Austria, so that's where the name stuck. They're very, I would say, they try to explain things without mathematical equations. They try to do it logically. I would say it's almost common sense economics. Some of their main positions are that they think, you know, interest rates serve an important function, and that when the Federal Reserve pushes them down artificially, that causes an unsustainable boom. So in terms of the present environment, what the Austrians bring to the table is to say what the government's doing is the exact wrong thing, that you don't stimulate the economy by bringing down interest rates. That sets up another artificial boom and crash. So that they tend to be very free market oriented, and I think use explanations that resonate with the common person.
What's a good introductory essay or book that someone could pick up to learn more about that?
Gene Callahan wrote something called Economics for Real People that was supposed to be an introduction to Austrian economics. If people are willing to jump into it, I mean, Murray Rothbard's Man, Economy, and State is the sort of Bible treatise, but it's a pretty
big
book.
Don't you have like a study guide that goes along with that one?
Right, yeah. So for Rothbard's book, I have a study guide. So, and all this stuff is free PDF online through the Mises Institute.
So Mises.org, Mises.org?
Right, exactly, yep.
Do you have your own website, Bob Murphy?
Yep, consultingbyrpm.com.
What kind of consulting do you do?
I the kind that I get paid for.
that's good.
Yeah, I'm an economist. I do most of my work is for like think tanks who are from a free market perspective. So most of my stuff is analysis for the layperson, explaining government policy, That's kind of my niche, that I understand the technicalities, but I can break it down in plain English.
Which is why you're my favorite economist, is because I need things broken down for me. Like, I need to understand how that works, like, in my life. Because when people use these terms and their concepts, it doesn't make sense to me unless I can see how it would be applied in the real world. So, like, I need the analogies and examples to, like, to what that would look like, what kind of relationships in economics that you're describing when you describe these concepts.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm glad that works for you. And it's, I mean, because what happens is people see these economists on CNBC or whatever, the Federal Reserve people come out. And
they confuse everyone.
Yeah, and they say stuff, and the average person just feels humble and says, oh, I just don't get that. Because to me, it seems like if, you know, the problem was we spent too much, then the solution is to save more, not for the government to run trillion-dollar deficits. But what do I know? I'm not as smart as Ben Bernanke. When the Austrians come along and say, no, that's right, your common sense is correct. These guys are crazy.
Now, let's change gears. You got to go soon because there's an event coming up called the Feud?
Freedom Feud.
The Freedom Feud. Tell me what this is.
Sure. So this is just, again, one of the things that happens at Pork Fest that doesn't happen elsewhere. So it's like Family Feud. We have the software and everything for people to buzz in. We have teams. And they had questions. They asked, I think, the Free State Project people, you know, sort of liberty-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we asked 100 people such and such, and then these are the answers. And so they come up, and I'm the host. So I'm like, you know, Steve Harvey or Richard Dawson, depending on how old you are, and that's what
Didn't
we're doing.
Did Drew Carey pick that show up, too, at one point?
I'm not even familiar with the show, honestly.
You've never seen Family Feud?
Never seen Family Feud.
No way. You must have seen it. You just don't realize that you
did.
It's so prolific in syndication.
Is it like Jeopardy? Is it that prolific?
Do they ask questions or do they just give a word association? I forget.
No, they'll say, they ask questions. So, okay. You know, they'll say stuff, you know, like, what would you take on to a picnic or something? And then.
Right. And what they do, Allie, is they give, they've asked 100 people this question. What would you take out to a picnic? And somebody's going to say lemonade. Somebody's going to say, sandwiches. And so the question is, what are the most popular answers?
Oh, okay.
And the team has to figure that out. So you're going to do that. In fact, there's going to be a Free Talk Live team. I believe Mark is going to be heading that up. So it'll be interesting to hear what the results are. And Bob Murphy, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having
me,
guys.
Appreciate it.
Good job.
There's more coming up here tonight. You, of course, can take control of the airways. And we've actually got news. It's not good news. It's about Edward Snowden. We'll share that with you here in a few moments, although pretty much you probably guessed this was going to happen. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest X.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have. They include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, maybe you want to listen to all of the Free Talk Live Porcupine Freedom Festival coverage. We are on the second to final night here on Friday evening. You can go to freetalklive.com and just download as many episodes as you'd like. You can go back for weeks. You can go back for years. The archives go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
So, Allie, thanks for coming in here this evening for our usual Friday evening
together.
It's
my favorite time of the week.
Well, and it's so extra favorite because it's Porkfest Friday, and the people continue to arrive. Folks, of course, a lot of people who might have wanted to come on Monday had to work all week, but now they're out of work, and so
finally here.
Yep, the number of attendees here is kicking up. By the way, the Bitcoin guys are here too. So if you've never really taken the time to learn about Bitcoin, you can stop by one of the Bitcoin booths or the Bitcoin portion of Agora Alley and talk to an expert. Talk to some people that really know their stuff when it comes to Bitcoin. In fact, BitcoinStore.com is available to you right now. You can pick up over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. These things are marked up a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. These are real brand name products. These are the products you rely on. It's just that you can get them for 0% markup through BitcoinStore.com by using your Bitcoins. It's a great way to actually convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. So you can save money by buying your consumer electronics from BitcoinStore.com instead of other online shops.
They actually have two Bitcoin ATMs, I've heard, at Porkfest.
Two of them?
Two.
Wow, I knew for sure there was one from the
guys. I saw one of them, but I am hearing that there are actually two on site.
BitcoinStore.com, you can go there and you can even order anonymously. It doesn't matter to Bitcoin Store whether or not you put the your own address in or somebody else's. So again, BitcoinStore.com as we continue here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So Allie, you've been here, what, most of the week? When did you get here?
I got here Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Got here early.
So you were here for pre-Porkfest.
here for Porkfest Eve, and I also arrived on Sunday, and it was really, it was great then. There were a lot more people here on Sunday this year than there were last year.
Yeah, I feel like every year is like the, you know, how it, you would expect it to escalate towards the end of the week. More and more people show up as the weekend comes. And every day it's a little bit busier than it was the last year of that day.
We're going to talk more about some of the things that have been going on at Porkfest. I want to hear what some of your favorites have been. But let's go first to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie, live from Porkfest X. Hey, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Frank.
Sounds like a lot of fun up there.
No, so much
I
fun.
I had a comment for the Von Mises Institute gentleman, but I guess he's gone now. Away from the mic, yeah. So basically, what's interesting, I wanted to mention that, you know, there are quite a few Treasury Department and IRS people undercover up at the Porkfest, especially interested in the Bitcoin seminars. So people should be kind of aware of that. And the Bitcoin is a very interesting currency or commodity. I think we discussed it maybe a month ago or so when I had called in. But you'd be amazed to find out that it's used for a lot of odd purposes. Like one of the biggest users of Bitcoins is the CIA, and it's interesting because it's encrypted currency. People in the drug trade use it, and people buying illegal weapons. I don't mean, you know, going to the gun show and buying a gun. I'm talking about people that are, let's say, buying weapons to fund rebels and to ship them.
Right,
right. The way people use cash to buy guns and drugs,
correct,
too.
And it's interesting, too, because, you know, the way the Bitcoin, there was a pseudonym for the person who presented the paper on the Bitcoin back in 2008, 2009. So what's intriguing about the currency is that, and I don't quite understand it. I've studied it quite a bit, but it can be divided down to 2.4 quadrillion parts or units. And that seems very much like the derivatives that use the Markov chains of probability to generate, you know, the commodity and the risk with regard to the derivative.
I don't know what that means.
Some very interesting points.
I don't either.
And
like, I feel like I remember learning about derivatives in calculus, but I don't remember what. I don't even know if that's the way he's using it.
Well, they never could work. They were a failure back in 1980 when they were started in the early 80s under Ronald Reagan. And now
Bitcoins were?
You know,
No.
The derivatives. The Bitcoin's relatively new, is it not? It's like
It's only about 4 years.
Yeah, about four years old. Yeah, it's already had several big hits and rises very quickly, so it can be manipulated. But I have a feeling, you know, people were saying that maybe Goldman Sachs and different central banks in Europe and the United States were manipulating the Bitcoin when it fell most recently. I guess it was last October.
But I think there's always going to be a conspiracy theory around big rises and falls.
I'm not saying that that they were the ones behind it or not, but a lot of intelligence agencies around the world are using it. And
I believe that much is true.
The CIA and the Mossad and MI6 and also the Russian security services.
Frank, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate it. That much would make sense, right? I mean, if it's your job to be secretive and you need to transfer money, then Bitcoin's the best choice for that.
Well, right. I mean, if it is involved in some kind of, like, plot that's being guided by some government agency, then I don't know. I feel like people are benefiting from it, using it to go around laws because of its because it's anonymous. So, like he said, people are using it to buy black market items, and I feel like that in itself isn't good enough. Is bad for the state because it has people circumventing it. So, I mean, I just think that, like, it's already being used for purposes that are anti-state. So whether that is, like, some kind of goal of the state, so, you know, to get people involved in this Bitcoin so they can track us, I don't really think it works that way.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't quite understand it, so I wouldn't know even understand the theory anyway.
Yeah, I don't claim to understand, you know, the programming behind it, but there are people who I trust who do understand that. People who are, you know, really geek tech people that are into this and have a total comprehension for what Bitcoin is. And of course, there are people within the Liberty Movement who are programming on Bitcoin. These are people who, we actually have a listener of the show, Gavin. He's one of the primary programmers of Bitcoin. So this is a guy who's in the code. He's looking at the code. And if there was some sort of backdoor or there was some sort of maliciousness in there, someone would ferret that out. And it's, you know, it's an open source thing. So if you did know about programming, you could go and audit it yourself. And
well, do you remember last year at Porkfest, Bitcoin was just starting up. And do you remember, like, I remember interviewing one of the guys from Bitcoin and talking about it. And it was like a completely new concept. I think they were like super cheap back then. And just to see it grow within a year has just been amazing.
Yeah, I think it was around $6 during the last Porcupine Freedom Festival. And now, what is it, 120, something like that? Right now, I haven't looked at my little widget on my phone, which keeps me up to date with the current price of the Bitcoin. But Mark has that information, 102.8, apparently. So thanks for that. 855, 450 free. That allows you to take control of the airwaves here. So, Allie, Porcupine Freedom Festival X, how many of these have you been attending?
This is my third one.
Third one. It must keep getting better. Year after year.
Yes, I was just saying that yeah, every year gets bigger and better.
And what have you really enjoyed the most so far?
Well, just in recent memory, like you were saying, we went to the Buzz's Big A Dance Party, and that was super
fun.
So
fun.
Everyone gets dressed up. And
not everyone does, but a lot of people do.
Well, I guess not everyone.
Some of the costumes are pretty great.
Yes, I know. It's exciting to see what people choose to wear when they're sort of feel like it's the kind of environment where you feel safe expressing yourself, and so people wear all kinds of crazy things.
We're going to come back with more here at 855, 450 free plus. An insane piece of legislation has been signed down where I'm from, Florida. It has to do with smoking devices being prohibited, and we'll give you more details on that. It is not good news. You can also share whatever you want that's on your mind. We're here live from Porkfest X. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and dainty made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, toll free at 855-453. It doesn't have to be about Pork Fest. That's where we are. We're doing the show in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds, maybe over 1,000 at this point, of other people who also love the ideas of liberty. It makes for some great conversation, makes it easy to connect to new people that you've never met before. Allie Haven's joining me tonight. Hey, Allie.
That's right. Hey.
By the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival isn't the only conference going on every year. There's also Freedom Fest that happens in Las Vegas. Now, you need to know that the location has changed for Freedom Fest this year. It's now at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas, July 10th through the 13th. It will feature many liberty-oriented luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Art Laffer, Steve Forbes, and more. If you haven't heard, you need to know more about this. Go to freedomfest.com. Our very own Mark Edge will be there representing Free Talk Live. This event is huge, and it's one you don't want to miss. Freedomfest.com. You can go get registered now. We're at Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com and learn more about this incredible event. And it's still not too late for you to show up. If you are in New England, it's worth the drive. I don't know if it's 6 hours away for you or what. But
I would say come now if you're going to come.
Definitely get here now. If not, get here bright and early tomorrow morning and then stay all day Saturday and stay over Saturday night, take off on Sunday. And then, you know, it doesn't have to end on Sunday. I know some people are talking about coming back to Keene, where we live, Allie.
Right. And maybe visit Rich Paul.
Right. Our friend
jail.
Rich, who's in jail for selling cannabis. We got Connor in the back here who's going to go and do that. And there's other folks who have said they are going to visit Rich maybe over the next week at some point. Because a lot of people will come up to Porkfest and they'll use that as an excuse. Used to stay in New Hampshire for
right.
a little longer.
Or move.
Or even stay here for a long time. But yeah, to come up here and kind of scope out the different towns and, you know, once they're done with Porkfest, go to Manchester or the Seacoast or Keene or something like that.
I think a lot of people use Porkfest as an opportunity to have a vacation and to also scope out New Hampshire. In case that they want to, they're thinking about moving to New Hampshire at some point, they want to know which town appeals to them most. Because you can't really know you can't necessarily know just by looking at Google Maps or, by talking to people there. You kind of want to experience it yourself.
Absolutely. So we could go on and gush about Porkfest for a long while, but there are other things to talk about in the news, and the news is not all good. There's an update on Edward Snowden, but there's also some crazy news out of Florida, which is where I'm from originally. I spent my whole life, 26 years of my life in Florida from when I was born, and boy, am I glad to be gone, especially with news like this. The story is according to Peace PacersVP.wordpress.com. I'm going to try to confirm this particular story, but they cite the actual bill number and claim that it has been signed by the governor here. Bill text listed on the Florida website. Basically, what this bill is doing, or what this new law, because it's been signed, starting July 1st, smoking devices are now illegal in Florida.
Smoking devices? What does that even mean?
Anyone found, I'll give you the definition here right from the law, anyone found in possession of a pipe two times, even if it has never been used, becomes a third-degree felon. In Florida, this means you are permanently banned from voting.
Wow, so grandpa who smokes a pipe is not allowed to vote anymore in Florida. That's a lot of people's grandpas. Have you been to Florida? Like, that's a lot of people retire in Florida. Smoking a pipe? How is that even considered something that they could...
I bet you they're going to exempt grandpa kind of pipes, you know, like corn pipes.
You think it's only like crack and marijuana pipes?
Well, according to this, the bill here, or the allegations, they ban metal, wooden, acrylic, glass, stone, plastic, or ceramic pipes with or without screens, permanent screens, hashish heads, or punctured metal bowls. They're also banning water pipes, carburation tubes and devices, chamber pipes, carburetor pipes, electric pipes, air-driven pipes, chillums, bongs, and ice pipes or chillers. So the governor has allegedly signed this thing. It has established the following five drug paraphernalia crimes: the use or possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacture or delivery of drug paraphernalia to a minor, transportation of drug paraphernalia, and advertisement of drug paraphernalia. When I first saw the headline of this story, I thought, okay, this is going to be them banning pipes. They're just really cracking down on used pipes. But no, this actually prohibits brand new pipes from being possessed.
That is just insane.
It's going to destroy head shops across the state of Florida. They're going to go out of business because pipes are a pretty good item that they have. That is, you know, something that you can mark up. You get the glass or the metal pipe for not very much money. You double your money or whatever, double or triple the money that you make on it.
Well, they're not going to stop people from selling pipes. They're just going to be selling something that you can use as a pipe, but it's being advertised as something else, like rose stems. Aren't those something that are popularly sold at gas stations
smoking,
for
yeah.
crack smoking? But there'll be ones for pot smoking. There'll be ones for whatever you want to smoke.
I see what you're saying. And I guess, you know, we'll see how the enforcers decide to handle this particular bill and, you know, what they're going to do and what the stores. Obviously, the head shops in Florida are likely consulting with their attorneys right now to figure out how they can get around this.
I think it's going to be, we're going to see a lot of enforcement as far as the transportation of paraphernalia goes, because they were saying the transport of it is part of what's prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see them going and searching people's cars because, you know, in a lot of situations when someone's getting pulled over and they have drugs, they might, like, throw out the drugs or you know, dispose of them somehow. But when you have something like a pipe, you might not be able to get rid of that. And that's something that if they search your car now, I guess, even if it doesn't, if you don't have any drugs, they can get you on having a pipe, even if it's clean.
Now, the first, I'm actually looking at this bill analysis here right from the state of Florida's website. It does here confirm the governor has approved this. It was passed in almost unanimously, 112 yeses to 3 noes in the Florida House, and it's a very popular. It does come right out and say that that their section in their code defines drug paraphernalia and includes an extensive list of items that are included in the term. It is important to note the items included as drug paraphernalia are not illegal to possess unless they are used, intended for use, or designed for use in a specific manner. There's still, I would say, some question marks surrounding exactly what this bill is intending to ban.
A specific manner. That's so vague, I feel. Like, how could you, if you went to court, I don't even know how you would define that, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look through here. We'll see if we can get more information on this and what this is exactly going to do. Effect of the bill, it says here, the bill amends this particular section to make the retail sale of drug paraphernalia a crime. It makes it a first-degree misdemeanor for a person knowingly and willfully sell or offer for sale at retail any of the drug paraphernalia listed in what we told you earlier, and any second or subsequent violation, a third-degree felony. The bill provides an exception, as we guessed, for pipes that are primarily made of briar, Meerschaum, I don't know what that is, clay or corn cob. So, if you got a corn cob pipe, you're A-OK. But glass pipes, anything else that you might typically see in a head shop is going to be banned. Apparently, they've even banned a 2-liter soda bottle here. I'm looking at the list of things that they've banned.
You could make that into a pipe.
Right, and that's what they're saying here. You know, one of the classic things you can do with a 2-liter bottle is turn it into a gravity bong.
That is just crazy. They're going to ban apples, too?
Don't give them any ideas, Allie. They're banning duct tape here, apparently.
What?
I guess the idea is that if there's duct tape in the same area as a 2-liter bottle, because it does say a 2-liter type bottle and duct tape.
Wow.
So very confusing, terrible news for people in Florida. How many people are going to end up getting taken off the voters' rolls as a result of this, as the article points out?
Is that typical for them to decide that those people can't vote?
Third-degree felony. Okay. Anybody with a felony in Florida cannot vote. Now, that's not true in all states. There's different rules in different states. But in this case, this is basically going to take everyone who's an activist for marijuana who's ever gotten caught with a pipe, or whoever does get caught with a pipe, out of being an activist as far as working within the system, as far as voting on things. And this is a really insidious kind of way to go about it. I mean, already you've got so many felonies out there. It's already very easy to get charged with a felony in any state out there. But now they're making it even easier to get charged with a felony because you have a pipe for the second time.
Right.
So that's going to mean a bunch of people are no longer going to be able to participate in the system. Now, there are a lot of people who really don't care about that.
As far as, like, if you get, if they charge you with something for, like, having a pipe, then it's probably, you not being able to vote, even, if that's important to you, then I guess that's a big deal. But as far as your effectiveness in changing the system, it's probably not going to make that much of a difference. It's the fine that they might have you pay, which is probably going to have the biggest impact in your life.
It's probably not going to make much of a difference, I agree with you. But in this case, Florida is just getting worse. It's getting to be a more dangerous and scary place. I don't understand why anybody thinks there's a future for freedom in Florida. I mean, look at this as an indicator here as to how bad things really are there. This is pretty scary, horrifying legislation. Hour number two is coming up. The latest on Edward Snowden. He's been charged. We'll share with you on the way.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are hard for the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.